Hi, and welcome to another podcast from The Human Diver, where we are looking to apply counter-errorism techniques in diving. By that we mean human factors and non-technical skills. Our goal is to give you the knowledge and skills so that your dives are safer and more enjoyable. The podcast is a mixture of short podcasts based on the blogs we have and longer podcasts, which will be interviews or discussion topics. Show notes will be provided so you can dig deeper if you want. Ready to jump in? Today, I attended an international cultural awareness program at Abbey Communication. The key aim wasn't to specifically raise my awareness about international cultures. Indeed, we didn't cover much in terms of international cultures, but to allow me to understand my own culture and how that was internalized. This may sound a little odd, but let me explain. Humans are very poor at determining absolutes, be that temperature, performance, behaviors, skills, or many other metrics. Rather, we use benchmarks to provide a comparison against. Those benchmarks might be against a set of written or published standards, or against the team performance, or most often against our own views or biases of what is right or wrong. We judge without realizing it. I have previously covered System 1 and System 2 thinking. Cultural judgment is part of that System 1 makeup. So if we are to undertake a comparison, we must first understand our own culture and biases, something that I doubt many of us actually understand. Prior to the class, the attendees undertook an assessment against Trompenaar's and Hampton-Turner model of seven dimensions of culture, published in the book Riding the Waves of Culture, and this was discussed in the class. Trompenaar's and Hampton-Turner developed this model after spending 10 years researching the preferences and values of people in dozens of cultures around the world. As part of this, they sent questionnaires to more than 46,000 managers in 40 countries. They found that people from different cultures aren't just randomly different from one another. They differ in very specific, even predictable ways. This is because each culture has its own way of thinking, its own values and beliefs, and different preferences placed on a variety of different factors. Trompenaar's and Hampton-Turner concluded that what distinguishes people from one culture compared with another is where these preferences fall in one of the following seven dimensions. Number one, universalism versus particularism. Two, individualism versus communitarianism. Three, specific versus diffuse. Four, neutral versus emotional. Five, achievement versus ascription. Six, sequential time versus synchronous time. And seven, internal direction versus outer direction. Unless we understand our own baseline culture and what makes us tick, we will be unable to understand the differences and the implications that this leads to in terms of our relationships with other individuals or organizations. As a consequence, poor performance and conflict is likely. That doesn't mean each side needs to adopt the other side's culture. This would be a failure, as it would appear to be a fraud, but rather understand where the middle ground is and work towards a long-term resolution. In some cases, it might not be possible to reach a middle ground, and in that case, a decision about the future of the venture needs to be made. The course and assessment taught me where my spread on the continuum of each dimension lay. Fortunately, the results weren't that surprising, which means I am relatively culturally aware. However, I would put that down to the multiple and diverse cultures I have been exposed to in the military, diving incident research, and more recently, the oil and gas industry, where on one rig, there were 26 different nationalities amongst the crew. I will be shortly presenting at the International Association of Drilling Contractors Human Factors Conference in Houston on the challenges faced in delivering well operations crew resource management, and some of the themes from this training will be raised there. Many organizations say that cultural differences need to be recognized when undertaking operations or training interventions. However, I doubt many actually understand what that means in order to achieve success. To be a high-performing team, we need to recognize our own cultural baseline against the dimensions above, and only then can we improve our own cultural competence. This improvement can be achieved by going through the following steps, the four R's from Trompenaar's and Hampton-Turner. Recognition. What is the dilemma? Respect. There's a dilemma, and both sides have legitimate opinions. Reconciliation. The art of coming to some sort of agreement. Realization. Actually translating it into actual behavior. In our modern multicultural societies and work environments, we are nearly always going to encounter differences due to culture. Even within the same nation or company, those differences may appear to be massive and unsurmountable in some cases. However, by understanding the other side's view of the world, in effect viewing the world through their lens and comparing it to our own biases, we have a better chance of achieving the goals, be that increased business, improved teamwork, improved communications, or improved safety, or in some cases decided that it will not work and ending the venture before tensions are too high. Thanks for listening to this podcast. If you'd like to know more about what was discussed in this episode, head over to the Human Diver website at thehumandiver.com, where you will find details about our education programs, the If Only documentary, the book Under Pressure, and the many, many blogs we have published there. If you think others should listen and learn, consider sharing the link. Thank you.